Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. You know the drill, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including this little nugget here, Rutgers University. Okay, I'm going to talk about the university and what they're doing, and then I want to roll this out to a conversation about like your workplace. But Rutgers University in New Jersey is going to require COVID vaccinations for all students when they arrive on campus this fall.
Ooh.
What?
COVID vaccinations.
Yeah, you have to be vaccinated to go to school at Rutgers University. And so if you are on campus and in a dorm, yep. If you're living off campus and still going, yep. If you're a commuter student, yes. The only ones are the online students. They don't have to, obviously. But so as plans come back, or as people make their plans to come back, they're saying that this will let us get back to business as usual quicker, you know? And I do understand this because colleges have been paying kids to not go away for spring break. Some colleges won't let you go away from spring break. My daughter's was like that. And
that's
so
crazy.
I get this if it's like, because you have to have certain shots to go to school anyway.
Sure.
And so it's like, well, this is just one more. And I think most kids would not have a problem with it if it let them have a normal college experience. I think that most kids would be like, fine, jab me in the arm, because you're not thinking past tomorrow, you know? Like, fine, I don't care if I grow another foot later. Like, just give me the shot so that I can have a dorm party, you know? But they did say that there are going to be exceptions on a case-by-case basis for religious reasons or medical reasons. And so you could, you know, make a case for either of those two things.
How do you prove those?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll have something that you'll have to do. But this is where it rolls out to. Okay, so a college is doing this with kids. And you go, oh, well, that's kids. And you kind of have to deal with it and stuff like that. But, I mean, they're adults, though, too, that go to college, you know, because they're over 18. But what if your company did this? Because, I mean, there are companies that are probably going to do this. Like, they say, like, what if WayFM was like, okay, guys, we are going to require everyone to get a COVID shot to continue working here. What do you do? Betty Rock.
I'd get it.
You get it? Okay. Would you get it anyway? Regardless?
I think I would. It just wouldn't be that quick.
Okay. So you're going to not, like,
cause I'm not,
I think,
in any rush.
I think in a couple weeks, you would be eligible here in Tennessee to go get it, you know, early. Gavin, company says you got to get a shot. Do you get it?
Yeah. I would, yeah.
Wow. You guys are amazing.
You just don't want to be told what to do.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even matter if it's good for you.
Yep.
If they're telling you to do it, then you're just not going to do it.
How are you telling them no? How are you?
I don't.
What are you
to.
Saying?
I would be like, no, you can't make me do this.
Okay.
You know, that was not part of our contract and our employment. Like, you can't make me get a shot to continue to work there. I would leave on principle. Like, I don't like being told what to do with my body and my personal life.
What if it was your doctor and he said to save your life, you need to be hooked up to a monitor?
You'd have
you don't tell me what to do.
No, but you'd have to believe that it was to save your life. Like, for me, like, I look at the COVID thing where I've gotten through it this entire time. I've been around and exposed to people that have had it, still have not gotten it. You know, I still take precautions. I'm not cavalier with things. But to me, when they're like, oh my gosh, anytime you're around anybody, you got to quarantine and do this, because everybody's getting it. That's not true. Not everybody's getting it. I've been face to face with people that have had COVID and still have not gotten it. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know that it is. I just don't trust what they tell us on half the stuff, because there's so many things you find out later they're lying about, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, to not be overly conspiracy minded, but when it comes into you have a choice to get the shot, absolutely. You want to get the shot, get it. Get five of them. I don't care. It's great. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad that it's there. But I don't believe that people should be forced to take a shot that has literally not been tested very much, you know, that has no history other than a year and no track record. There's a reason we test things for so long, because sometimes you find out things were messed up in this process.
And then if something did happen to these students,
long-term
then they would be looking at a lawsuit.
And no, but you're never going to find out. Because if the government is telling you, you have to get this shot, you have to get this shot, we got to get all these people vaccinated, and they find out that there's something long-term effects, do you think you're ever going to hear about it? Absolutely not. That will be one of the biggest conspiracies in the history of our country, because they can't tell you that there was a problem. Like, anybody anybody that brings it up will be a whistleblower and they will discredit them because they cannot afford to force you to do something, have it go wrong, and then say, oh, we messed up because of the lawsuits and because of all that. So that will be one of the biggest, kept next to the Kennedy assassination, that will be like one of the best kept secrets in the government if something was wrong with it. But no, I think for me, it literally, and again, like I don't have a reason, like I'm not against the vaccine. I really am not.
Yeah.
And
you just don't want to be forced into
absolutely.
It. You want it to be your own decision. I get that.
Absolutely. I'm like that with everything at work. If you come to me and you want to force me to make a change, I instantly bow up. But if you say, hey, we're thinking about this, how would you accomplish this? I go, oh, let me think about that. Okay, mm-hmm. you want to do this? Let me see how I can figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I'll figure it out. It's just the way that either God wired me or I became. I'm not sure which.
Probably. The latter.
I don't know. I think he wires us in certain ways because you need people that aren't going to just roll over too in life.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know if it was meant to be this unhealthy.
Well, yeah. I guess I think what God did was he said, okay, there's going to be a couple people I'm going to burden with this idea that you are never going to just do what people tell you to. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make your life worse. But you'll make other people around you, their life better because your life stinks is what I think is the burden that I carry.
Is that what this is?
That's what it is for
Let's
me.
Just smile and nod, Gavin.
Yeah. So both of you, as soon as you can get it, Gavin, you'll get it?
Yeah, I think as soon as they say, like, oh, the general public can go do it. Because I still don't know, especially like within my county or if I can go to another county that's doing
right.
it. Like, I just don't know how that works, and I'm...
Again, information, you have no idea. Yeah. Like, that's another problem. You can't even tell me how to get a shot. You're going to tell me, like, you expect me to believe that it's completely safe?
I would say if there was clear information on, hey, these people can get it, you are one of those people, I'd be like, okay, like, I'll look into getting an appointment, and I'd go do it.
I think that they're definitely, like, I have friends that have the shot already, and there definitely is a sense of... relief, like, oh my goodness, finally I can go do what I can go hug my grandkids. You could have hugged your grandkids anyway, you know, you could have done things with people anyway, but I get it. They drove the fear in this that you couldn't, and so everyone didn't, but then now it's like, oh, you got your shot, oh, you can go do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Which I think that would be very settling for people, like, and it would feel great, like, if it takes out any worry that maybe I'm going to get this, or if I get it, I'm not going to get it to be where it's fatal, you know? So I get the vaccine.
Because you can't scientifically prove that if you went and hugged your grandkids without getting the shot, you can't scientifically prove either way that you would or wouldn't get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So neither side can win.
Right. So it's peace of mind for a lot of people, which that I get. So I know for you, Rock, because you're so close to your parents and you really haven't seen them much. So if they get their shots, which they have gotten their first round, mm-hmm. as soon as they get their second round and wait like a week or whatever, mm-hmm. then you'll feel free to go there and not...
Like I said, I'm not in any rush. I don't even see why I should get the vaccine because they're the only ones I'm worried about.
Right.
They're the only ones I would see. I feel like everyone else that I hang out with, it's like, eh. Now, if I was in the older generation, that would make sense, but...
And it's weird because I am a little bit older and I have like this lung thing. And so like for me, I think about it and it gives me pause, like, because I don't want to end up on a ventilator, obviously. But then it's like, wow, I've avoided it so long. Am I waiting for the other shoe to drop, or is it just it's not in my world? It's not in the cards for me, and I'm not going to get it. I don't know.
But, we don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to at least of these. What do you got?
You may have noticed that Lily from the AT&T commercials, she's been standing behind in the March Madness commercials, she's standing behind a desk and she's getting some feedback from it asking why that is.
I had a friend that speculated that she was pregnant and they were trying to hide it like they do on TV shows.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that's not the case. She's actually been getting a lot of... unwanted comments on social media, things like that, about her figure, like her body.
Yeah.
And it's not bad.
Right.
I mean, it's not like saying that, like, she's fat or something. It's just like creepy.
What happened was like she got really popular on these commercials because she's wicked cute. Like her personality.
She was in This Is Us. Do you remember that?
She was.
She was in the first season of This Is Us.
I did not know that. Yeah. I have to go back and look at that.
I didn't know that.
But she's like so like she's just like adorable. Like her personality. I think she's actually a comedian. But like her personality is so cute and it makes her like more attractive, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so people were, I guess, in a way thinking they were Well, some people were probably thinking they were complimenting her. Other people were just being skeezy and saying like gross things about her, like just being perverts, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. And so she had posted a thing like, guys, this is not okay. Yeah.
So she said that she was going to do this until she felt more comfortable, you know, being out and about again. Because she doesn't feel comfortable right now in commercials.
Because this happened a while ago before this step. Because she did post like a while ago, like this, like I'm not okay with this. This is not good at all. And please stop kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess it didn't. And then so they went to this length inside of the commercials to do this. Which I think is it's a sad commentary on our society where... I get people are going to be on the internet, but then when someone says, guys, don't, like, please stop, and mm-hmm. it doesn't stop, like, that's where you cross the line even further mm-hmm. to the point where she has to then alter her behavior inside of these commercials just for, like, the skeezy guys. Like, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, and also, like, I get angry with the women that... you know, or doing all this green lighting of like, I can wear whatever I want, I can do whatever I want, but you can't say anything about it kind of thing. And so they're supporting this behavior right. from men. But then there's women like her, the AT&T girl, that's like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
But
and she's not, and it's not like she, and the thing is, it's not like she's dressing in a provocative way
exactly.
either. Like, but again, that's like her personality made her like really cute, you know?
Right. But it shouldn't be, it shouldn't be that women are constantly sexualized. It shouldn't be that way, but it's sad to say that it's people like, you know, I think like Cardi B, there's others that are, like, they sexualize themselves, but then don't want anybody commenting on it. And then they're saying women are powerful.
Right.
Well, you're saying the complete opposite, and then you're making it harder for other women.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
I think that's always been a double standard of like dressing really provocative, but then when someone notices, being all offended.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you did that for a reason. You wanted a reaction.
Right.
You wanted people to notice you. You don't walk around with, you know, dresses cut down to your navel because you don't want people to notice
right.
you, you know?
Right.
So you can't, that's the one thing that you can't have it both ways. And I'm glad that you as a woman understand that, because a lot of times we go, oh, well, you're just being a male chauvinist. But I think it does make it harder for other women that truly don't want to be objectified
right.
and aren't doing that, but then like this AT&T girl have become that, and that was completely unwanted on her behalf.
It's both sides. I'm not saying it's just women. I'm saying that if you have a son, you should raise them right
sure.
and say, you know, you need to respect women. But also, it's the other side too, where women don't need to be going around flashing everything and then expect no one to say anything.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
Let's do some birthdays, because
okay.
it is a Friday Faster
That's right.
Cast.
Let's get out of here.
I got to get out of here. I got to go to Chattanooga. Oh, you know, I'll save it for weekend plans. I don't want to pull the cart before the horse.
All right, here we go.
Go.
Reed to his daughter, Hanine.
Happy
birthday. She's turning 20. Wishes you would sometimes bring back Zach.
Everybody usually says like with Zach, they'll be like, I miss Zach or his laugh, but then most times they have a caveat, but Gavin is so great. Like lot of people, I got one the other day and I told the lady I would tell you and I forgot, but she was like, Gavin's such a great addition to the show, and he brings so much and he's so likable. So there you go.
Almost at 2 years, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, by the end of this month, that'd be two.
That's crazy. Well, congratulations.
Joey to his one-year-old Lennox, happy birthday. Then also Aaron to Dad Todd. He's very good at building things.
Ooh, I like Todd.
Okay. Randy to his daughter turning 5, Ryland.
That's a cool name.
A silly little girl that loves going to church and learning about God and loves to torment her 3 sisters and 1 brother. question, Wally, in the business of life, work, school, and kids, how do you carve out the time to cherish your wife?
Oh, that's a good question. Better question for her. I try to do little things constantly. Like whenever we're shopping, if she says she likes something, I take a picture of it and where I was, mm-hmm. and I'll go back and buy it for her, not on birthdays or holidays. Like, and a lot of times she's like, I just said I liked it. I didn't say I wanted it. I'm like, well, you got to make a distinction there. So I'll like try to surprise her with things. I bring flowers home. Like when I go to the grocery store, if I'm shopping for I try to do unexpected things for her. I know like the things that she likes, you know, and so like bring her home the Midnight Magic cupcake from Gigi's, white chocolate Midnight Magic. It's so funny. One time it was a downpour. Just we were having one of the worst storms we've had, and I went in to get my wife a cupcake at Gigi's, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I need a white chocolate Midnight Magic cupcake, please. And they didn't have them. And the thing, I'm like, no, you don't understand. My wife needs this. I braved the storm, and the lady goes, I will go back and make you one.
Oh, so, what a good person.
So great, she makes me one. So then, flash forward. Ow. Probably 4 months later, it was just one of the things I was going to surprise my wife with one day. And I walk back in. I'm like, I need a white chocolate midnight. And I must have that same look on my face. She's like, weren't you in here a couple months ago during the rainstorm? I'm like, yes. And she's like, and you needed the white chocolate midnight? I'm like, yes. Same wife? Yes. And so, <Same wife. laughs> yeah. And so I'm like, I need one of those. So I think those are the things. And I also think, too, like, I'm trying to be better at, too, like, just always trying to appreciate her and let her know that I appreciate what she does. Because I know that's a big thing for me. Like, I want my family to appreciate the work I put in to provide. And so I try to appreciate the work that she does to keep our household running so well. And I always try to reinforce, like, her mothering, because that's a big deal for her. Like, she wants to be a perfect mom, and she's a fantastic mom. Mm-hmm. And so I try to reinforce that with her, too. So that's I guess that's it.
Very kind.
Yeah.
That's all great advice.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Want to do weekend plans?
Yes, Jonas.
And weekend plans. Everyone's got them weekend plans. Hey-o! I am going out of town. I'm going to Chattanooga, yeah. Where Betty was last week, actually.
That's right.
Nice. I'm going there with my friends Greg and Molly and my wife, and we are going to go mountain bike riding because Molly also got an e-bike, which is so great. But she's taking like a mountain bike class so she can get better
you
at it.
You didn't do that.
No, I just learned the hard way. I just kept falling off. But we're going back to Chattanooga where last time, this was before I got my e-bike, I had Bicycle W. Smith. Do you guys remember Bicycle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My green Haro, Bicycle W. Smith. I took him out, and I went over the handlebars, got handlebarred in the ribs, and got real. Like I was hurt. Like, I didn't know if I was going to get out of the woods that day. I was so not good at the moment, and I thought I'm gonna. I don't know how I'm gonna get out. Greg's gonna have to carry me out. They're gonna have to come get me. It was bad.
Carry you out like a little wounded fawn.
I know it was bad. So we're going back to the same place. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Here we go.
I do better this time. So I've gotten better since then too. So
great.
Yeah. So that's really my only plans is just a fun weekend away and do some bike riding. What about you, Lady Rock?
So I'm hanging out with a bunch of friends. Hanging out with a friend tonight and tomorrow, and then. And a friend of mine that lives in Alabama is supposed to be driving through Saturday night, so I hope to catch her in between. And then getting together for dinner with another friend on Sunday night.
You're friending it up.
Popular.
Yeah, I am.
Wow, you got more Facebook friends than like real life friends than people have Facebook friends. That's great. It must be nice. Gavin.
We got a couple of friends who are in town, and they want to do Topgolf.
Topgolf is fun.
I've never done it before.
Okay, but you actually swing the wrenches, so you'll have fun.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
We went for a work thing one time.
Did you?
And if you order food, there's these little things. Do you remember those things, Wally? They were like fried donut balls.
Yes.
Oh, yum.
You can inject them with chocolate or icing.
So good.
Or there was something else.
Make sure I get
cream
that.
Cheese.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Now that brings up the question. So if you play golf, Top Golf, I think, is a lot of fun. Like, if you know the game, if you can actually swing a club and hit the ball. But Lady Rock, you are not a golfer.
No.
Did you enjoy any of the Top Golf experience as far as swinging the clubs?
I mean, once was enough.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. That's what I've always wondered. If you don't play golf, golf is a really hard sport to be good at. And in Top Golf, you're trying to aim for certain things. That's hard enough to do when you play. So I just couldn't imagine that Top Golf would be fun for anybody. Bowling, at least you throw the ball down, you kind of hit some stuff. It's like that's,
you can put the bumpers up.
Yeah, even if you're not a good bowler, you're like, you can have fun. I don't know that Top Golf would be fun for people who don't play.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Haley does with it.
Because she never played.
She has golfed before, but I actually think we only did a three-par course. So she only used irons that day.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's actually swung a driver before.
My wife has talked about at one time getting golf lessons because she was like, I'd like to play golf with you. And I'm like, they don't let women on this course.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I was like, no, golly. I would actually like that. Like, I would, because there's things that she does that I'm not into quilting, you know, but I go to quilt stores with her. But like, if she could find something that I enjoyed doing as well, like that she wanted to do and enjoyed, I would love for her to mountain bike with me, but that's not going to happen. Like, she's too scared and I don't want to see her get hurt and I don't want to go on just nothing trails. And so, like, that one's off. But, like, if she could learn to play golf, I would 100% love for her to go play golf with me. She would go with me sometimes and just drive the cart. Like, she loves driving the cart. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, having my own caddy, this is great.
It is fun to drive, yeah.
But I'd love for her to actually play the game, you know, because I think that would be fun. My grandparents did that. They traveled. Every time they went on vacation, it was a golf vacation, you know. And so they spent all this time together on the course, and they had this wonderful, long, happy marriage, and they enjoyed, you know, playing golf together, and it's part of a lot of their story. So mm-hmm. I would love that, you know, to find that thing. Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
Well, line dancing.
No, 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 no.
Because Wally loves line dancing.
I cannot even close. I got her ballroom lessons one time for her 40th birthday and did them with her, and she was not good at it. I expected her to excel, and for me, the minute I unbuttoned my shirt to my navel, something clicked, and I was amazing. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I was amazing. I was better
at it. No wonder she wanted to quit.
I was better at it than she was, and I think that's why she was like, we don't need to do this again. All right, I think that is going to actually end up doing it here for our aftercast. And as always,
thanks for being a potty.
Nailed it, Rock. Way to be part of the team.